Well, that's the complete opposite, obviously, of their position today. Also, now keeping the White House honest, President Obama's views on executive privilege do seem to have changed an awful lot now that he is chief executive. Here's Senator Obama back in 2007 during that Bush showdown.
You know, there's been a tendency on the part of this administration to try to hide behind executive privilege every time there's something a little shaky that's taking place. And I think, you know, the administration would be best served by coming clean on this. I think the American people deserve to know what was going on there.
Here to talk about where all this might lead, Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, whom you heard from just a moment ago. Congressman, thanks for being with us. You said today, referring to President Obama, that he is, quote, either part of it or he's not. If he's part of it, then we've had a series of witnesses that have misled the committee. And if he's not part of it, then he has no business asserting executive privilege. What do you exactly mean by that statement? Are you implying that the president is involved in covering something up?
No, quite the opposite. We've had no one that has testified before either judiciary or oversight that the president had any role in Fast and Furious at all. He said he didn't know about it, and I take him at his word. My point was to more illustrate the absurdity of asserting executive privilege for something you had no role in. Executive privilege is for conversations that are had with the chief executive so he can rely on people's counsel and he doesn't have to worry about them being subpoenaed before a committee of Congress. He had no conversation.
But that's not actually true, though. I mean, Vice President Cheney used executive privilege for discussions about energy policy. It was even used with Hillary Clinton and her role in the health care debate under the Clinton administration. So it doesn't necessarily mean the president was sitting in meetings.
Well, correct? What does it mean then? I mean, it's executive privilege. It's not. It has to mean something. It can't cover your entire administration, or no one would have to turn over documents.
One of your Democratic colleagues, Congressman Elijah Cummings, said today that Attorney General Holder is simply protecting documents that he's prohibited by law from producing and is in compliance with federal statutes passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the President of the United States. Clearly, you voted to hold him in contempt of Congress. You disagree with that?
No, he's partially correct. I think the initial request was for wiretap applications, which Rule 6C of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure does not allow anyone to give to anyone who's not part of the investigation or the trial. So to the extent that the original request for documents was overly broad and included protected material, then Mr. Cummings is correct. Where he's not correct is after Chairman Issa narrowed the scope of documents to not include anything that was legally prohibited from being discovered, he's still not complying. What could possibly be protected about the drafting of a false letter to a committee of Congress?
But back in the Bush administration, when Cheney was talking about executive privilege because of discussions on energy policy and discussions with people from outside the White House even, Republicans rallied around him and said it's legitimate. Democrats, I mean, it was very much a partisan issue, just as this is now. If it was okay, though, under the Bush administration, why isn't it okay now? What's the difference?
I've never, Anderson, subscribed to that theory in life, which is why I may not be long for this town. I was a prosecutor back when that was going on. The notion that it's okay for me to do it only because you did it has never been appealing to me. If it's wrong to do it now, it was wrong to do it then, and I would hope that a court or someone else would have intervened and said that you're wrong to assert executive privilege. The fact that a Republican does something doesn't mean I automatically agree with it. In fact, I would be happy to have everyone who's had their fingerprints on wide receiver, Fast and Furious, any gun walking investigation come, and I don't think you would be able to tell much of a difference in the tone of my questions, irrespective of their political persuasion.
Congressman Gowdy, I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.